escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, happy Monday, and the countdown is officially on to the National Football League start of the season. The NFL guys, 10 days or so away. September 7th is our day, right? That's when we will take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and start our season. That is what I'm focused on now. But many of you watch this final preseason game. You listen to it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Friday. And you try to take some kind of conclusion from it. Here, let us help you. Don't. You shouldn't take anything away from whatever you saw on Friday. One, nobody played. Two, the guys that did were simply trying to get out of that game healthy so that they could be available for the regular season. And Mike just said something to me that really, as we talk about what the preseason was, what we can take from it, the Morgan Fox thing, Mike, you just said to me, what were we doing with that?
Yeah, what was that? I mean, $3 million guaranteed. I know that we have cap space, but still, it's like, it doesn't make any sense. No one ever heard of him, right? Let's be honest. Nobody knew. That's why I was joking. Wait, signed Megan Fox? All right. But a guy coming off 3.5 sacks. I mean, his best year was 2022 with 6.5. But again, couldn't pick him out in a police lineup. Never popped once during practice. Never really saw him do anything. So he came and he left. And so there you go. I hardly knew you. 30-year-old Morgan Fox. Doesn't mean he might still get back here. I don't know. I don't know where he goes. Somebody else grabs him. I spent the whole morning today, Carl, looking at right tackles.
Yeah.
By the way, if you just Googling free agent right tackles, people are either hurt or retired. And these are the guys that are considered the best available free agent tackles. Isaiah Wynn just announced his retirement. They got guys that are going to sit out a year because they're not healthy. There's just nobody to get right now as a free agent. So, you know, literally you got to try to make a trade if possible. But how good is the quality of someone who's going to be traded at the tackle position?
Yeah, look, and tomorrow's a cut down day, 4 o'clock. The Falcons let a bunch of guys go. Morgan being the big name of the group coming out that came out on Saturday. But tomorrow at 4 o'clock, literally we'll start the show at 2. 2 hours in, the 53-man roster will be set. And then remember, you know, waivers, but there's a pecking order. Mm-hmm. Just because you want to go grab somebody doesn't mean that you get to grab them. The Tennessee Titans guys get the first opportunity to pick up whomever they want. They are number one on the waiver wire list. So,
and we'd be 15.
Correct. There is a pecking order to this. So I know a lot of people say, well, let's just go get the guy once they cut whoever they want to go get. Well, if it was that easy. So we're also going to have to wait on that because teams, again, to Mike's point, are not just going to pass up an opportunity to grab somebody that probably or could help their team. And we're going to have to sit and wait and see what the process is. 404-726-0929. Don't care about the wins or losses. I've told you that. Preseason 31-13. Yeah, whatever. Here's what I'm curious in now, and this is where we should be headed, Mike, when we talk about this team and what we're going to get on September 7th against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Caleb McGarry injury, what we did find out is that he's going to miss significant time. We talked about it. We speculated. We said we had heard no word, official word from the Falcons due to this knee injury. So IR, 4 weeks at minimum, right? We're talking at least 4 weeks. And do you really trust what we've seen so far over the next 4 weeks as the season gets underway with the backup? Because that is really the question, Mike. And if they don't go get anybody here over the next, you know, 3 or 4 days, once this thing is all said and done, that screams to us that they do trust the backup.
Yeah, Elijah Wilkinson. So he's played in the league. He started in the league. He's had injury trouble the last couple of years on and off.
You in danger, girl.
So, I mean, guys, it's I get it. Everybody thinks that football, not everybody, a lot of our, Carl, we have a very well-read, very intelligent audience.
Absolutely.
And only a few of them are the nitwits who think it's a Madden game.
Just a few.
Yeah, there's a lot. They think that, you know, hey, man, we just, it was tackle, schmackle. We got to go vertical, man. Well, you can't, quarterback can't hold the ball for 4 seconds if the right tackle is a turnstile. Okay, that's a problem, you know. And the idea that all of a sudden we're going to literally, we had guys last week, hey, man, that's easy. We just put him on roller skates. Yes, yes. Well, Penix Jr. will be on roller skates and he'll be out there doing his thing. Come on, man. While we're at it, why don't we put him on a zip line, okay? We'll put Penix on a zip line and go up and down the field at Mercedes-Benz.
Just keep him clean. Keep him clean. He is what Raheem Morris said, by the way, about Elijah Wilkinson. Okay, this was after the game on Friday. This is a quote. Elijah's played a lot of football in the National Football League. He's played a lot for us. He's been here with us throughout the course of the last year, throughout the course of this year. And we are fired up to get those guys out there and watch those guys play and compete and see who's going to be able to go out there versus Tampa.
You in danger, girl.
Okay. Mike, that sounds like he's got a lot of confidence in Elijah Wilkinson. That's a direct quote from, or is he blowing smoke?
He can say a lot of things.
Is he blowing smoke?
Yes, he's blowing smoke. He's pumping it up. He's being positive. We told you all camp long, second unit was a major step down. That's why they're the second team, as Willie Anderson said. You know, there are teams that draft really well. I thought, you know, a couple of years ago and even last year, I thought some of the pieces we had at offensive line depth were pretty good.
Yes.
Not feeling as confident going into this season. Now, guys, all that can change. Elijah Wilkinson can certainly do the job. You can give him some help, but that's one less piece going down the field. If we're going to keep a tight end or whoever to block with him, that's not really optimal. So we shall see. But, yes, coach is not going to sit there and go like, you know, guys, I got to be honest, we're effed. Man, we really got nothing at right tackle. Elijah Wilkinson is just best we got. No, everybody pray.
He's a bum.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to say that. But, I mean, he's toxically positive when it comes to things like this. So he'll just roll out the positive message. And I think in the meantime, the front office is searching. And we'll wait to see if there's maybe some quality that gets cut. That's the best chance.
All right, let's hear Raheem Morris on what happens between now and the final cuts. Of course, this was after Friday's final preseason game.
You know, obviously tomorrow we'll go back and do our normal process. We'll look at the tape. We'll be able to grade it. We'll be able to talk to these guys in the appropriate manner in the next couple of days. You know, getting with Terry, getting with our other scouts, getting with our coaches, making all the important decisions that has to be made as far as a football team and being able to really lock in and zero in on those things, what we need to do to try to go win.
All right, grade it. Please, keep it moving. Grade what? Who are we grading? Mike says it. Half these guys are not even going to be in the league. So the idea that you're grading, what are we grading? I hear him. There's a process to this. I understand that. I just don't buy into like the importance of this last preseason game whatsoever. Here's Rod talking about the value, ironically, of playing in the preseason.
You know, it was a lot of tough spots at the end of the roster, and those guys had to go out there and decide that tonight. So whether you're talking about special teams or you're talking about being able to help on offense or defense, guys were out there fighting for their, you know, livelihood to be able to be a Falcon. And those are things that you love. Those are things you like about it. But at the end of the day, man, there'll be a lot of tough decisions tomorrow and over the course of the next couple of days and that we got to make for our team and for our football team to go try to win our first game.
All right. Special teams, he's right, Mike. That's true. Chris Blair, we talked to this kid. He did everything he could to make this team.
Right.
I mean, he did everything.
And he's got more opportunities. Now, of course, he is going on the B team. So it's not like he's, you know, got a chance to show you what he could do if Michael Penix Jr. was delivering. But I thought Easton Stick was serviceable. I thought at times, you know, he looked like, you know, a guy. There's a reason he's Easton Stick, right? There's a reason you're the backup. He can perform at a level to a certain degree. I thought that some of the pieces out there look like they don't belong on an NFL team, if I'm honest, watching the Cowboys game. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah.
But there are some guys. And you got to have depth. And you heard it, man. Kadarryl Hodge is banged up. We know that, and they're not going to give us the specifics. Ray McLeod is banged up. So still an opportunity for DS5 for David Sills the fifth. And you mentioned Chris Blair to make the team.
All right. What do you guys think, by the way? Look, we have a sense of what this 53-man roster is going to look like. And I don't expect each and every one of you, you're driving around, you got stuff on your mind, kids, I get it. But you have a sense of what the starting defense is going to look like. You have a sense of what the starting offense is going to look like. And now it's time to turn the page, guys. The cuts will come tomorrow. And again, I don't know if we'll get any big surprises. Here we are talking about depth at right tackle, and you think they're going to cut other guys? I mean, you think they're going to cut significant guys off this team? I don't buy it. I think they already know, and we have a sense of what this is going to look like. Where are you right now? We're finally done with the preseason, And now it's time to look ahead to what this team may be able to accomplish. And as one guy said, being a smart aleck to me on social media, follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put him up, see Dukes, and follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. He said, you know, Dukes, I'm very, very concerned that this team went didn't really play well in the preseason without their starting quarterback in Michael Penix. He was joking. But really, that's why you can't evaluate the way we really want to. Come the first game of the season, trust us. Come Monday when we're back in here and we're talking about hopefully a dub against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Mike, or if we got drubbed and they pushed us around and we couldn't block anybody and couldn't open up any holes and Michael Penix was on skates and running for his life, then we can have that conversation. But right now, I will tell you this. I feel really good, and I was just asked this downstairs today by one of our coworkers. How do you feel about our team? I still feel good. I felt good two, three weeks ago. This does, though, this right tackle thing, Mike, does, though, put a damper in things.
Right. I mean, look, I'm still concerned with Darnell Mooney. When's Mooney getting out on the field? Because if you want to see Michael Penix do Michael Penix stuff, you got to have wide receiver one, we have in Drake, and then WR2. Pitts is still a mystery. There's not one person out there can tell me what Pitts is going to do this year, good or bad, right? Just based on what we've seen in the past. That's not being negative, just being factual. I'm not being a jerk. I'm just being a truth seeker and a truth spitter. I'm just saying, Carl, you've got a big drop between Drake London to Casey Washington. You know, I mean, we need a guy like Darnell Mooney out there for all the things he was capable of being 2,000 yard receivers last year. So in addition to the tackle, that concerns me.
Yeah, and it should because he brings an element that they knew this last year. And when they got him, I know a lot of people doubted, like, what was his role going to be? It was stretch defense, and he did a great job of that. But you know, Mike's right. That's something that can't just be discounted because I think it limits your offense in a way that we didn't expect. And then on top of that, look, we could tell you, we'd be lying to you, that Pitts is going to be a 10-touchdown, 1,000-yard guy. We don't lie to you.
I hope, but I don't know.
Yeah.
How could you?
Yeah.
Right?
We're not going to lie to you. So those are question marks, but I do feel good about the team. I do feel good about the idea that this team is going to put itself in position and not only be a playoff team, but put itself in position to win this division. And that may be, like, crazy to some of you. Look, the Saints, not going to be good. Doesn't mean that we won't get their best game. They're just not. Carolina is not where we are. They should not be in the mix. And if they are, Mike, then that means we're not as good as we thought we were. And all of a sudden, you got to give credit to the Carolina front office and the development of Bryce Young. But with all of that said, we should be right where you thought we were. We should be in the middle of this thing like you thought we should be. 404-726-0929. Preseason's done. Couldn't be more happier about that. When we come back, a guy that we were happy for over the weekend. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Lines are open, 404-726-0929. Preseason's done. I want to know where you're at. Mike and I are wondering, how do you feel right now about what you know about this football team? Now, again, that's going to change after week one, and rightfully so. And it'll change after week two, and by the time we get to week seven, it should change then. But right now, where are you at? Do you feel really confident about what you know and what you've seen, what you've heard? Are you doubtful that things are going to turn out the way that they should for our team? Are you as concerned as Mike has been over the last 2 weeks? And I've been trying to say, look, it's not a big deal. We're going to be fine. Because that's what I want to believe. But we could get into week one, guys, and that Tampa Bay line, Mike, could destroy our offensive line on the right side. And all of a sudden, this becomes a much bigger concern. I don't know if that's going to happen, but we want to hear from you. 404-726-0929 now that we are done with the preseason.
Yeah, I know that there's a lot of folks out there looking at this team and saying, look, you know, there's a positive. We know the positive. Michael Penix Jr., we're bullish on him more than the rest of the country. Vegas has us at 7.5 for wins because they don't know what we've got. We know what we've got. But the tackle thing is worrisome, guys. We're not hyping that, okay? We're not sitting there, you know, clutching our pearls for no reason. This is a legitimate beef. I mean, you got to have that protection for the blind side. And then we talked about the wide receiver issues. I don't know what Darnell Mooney's going to be. I presume he's going to go, right? I hope so.
Hope so.
But and we made some cuts. And again, I don't think there's much depth there. That no big surprises other than the Morgan Fox guy. We never knew who he was in the first place. So all I know is it's a very competitive NFC. It's a very competitive division. The Bucs are still the guys on the high ground. We know what we've got. You know, with the schedule's a beast. So I'm still excited. I'm gonna hold about 9 or 10 wins. We'll talk about that, you know, before the season starts next week. But still, there's some issues on the squad, bro.
All right. So where are you guys at? That's what we want to know. And look, a few seconds, right? Let us know. I feel great, Dukes and Bell. I'm very doubtful. I don't know how to feel. Maybe you're in between. 404-726-0929. I want to remind you guys, it's Monday, but look, we're always planning for ahead. And this Friday, you can join us at Twin Peaks and Bughead. We'll get the Labor Day weekend started off early. Say again, is it Wednesday? No. We're Friday. We're at Twin Peaks on Friday, guys. I'm sorry. Day-Day was in my ear telling me Wednesday. Friday, as we get the Labor Day weekend started, great foods, drink, scenic views, as always, come hang out with us. And, man, we got some big matchups, Mike, this weekend to look forward to at Twin Peaks. So we'd love to get a chance to see you guys out there hanging out with us Friday in Buckhead. All right. Your phone calls, 404-726-0929. Before we do, as some of you are calling in right now, and we're going to grab you, Daddy will put you on hold. Mike, Tommy Fleetwood this weekend.
Great story. We talked about it at length on Thursday and Friday, the fact that this guy is so well-liked around the tour. And it was cool to see his compatriots from the Ryder Cup, Irish and English golfers like Justin Rose and Shane Lowry, sticking around to wish him and congratulate him after the win. He's such a modest guy. And again, who wasn't pulling for him? We had to watch the Chinese water torture that was Patrick Cantlay, his playing partner, and those waggles behind waggles and 90 seconds to take a shot. So everybody was pulling for Fleetwood. It was a real popular win. And now you wonder, he's finally, you know, got that win here in North America. Does it mean they'll come in bunches? He's always been a clutch guy. He's won in Ryder Cup. He's won over there. But for whatever reason, some of it he'd admit was choking. Some of it was just losing to better golfers. But he finally gets the monkey off his back and wins 10 mil.
The crazy thing about yesterday was at the Travelers, if you watch the PGA, and I'm an avid PGA guy, look, he has a one-shot lead, three putts, loses. Okay, you go back 2 weeks prior to FedEx Jude, 2 weeks ago, two shots lead, three holes left, he finishes third. He's been right there to possibly do this, and he just hasn't, to Mike's point. Let's hear him doing it. A big congratulations to Tommy Fleetwood, and a big shout-out to all the folks at Eastlake, man, and everybody involved with the tournament. An amazing job again. The course looked great, and I think everybody went out there thoroughly enjoyed it.
The agonizing wait is over. Fleetwood, finally, for everything, the FedEx Cup title.
Congratulations. We will see. Season's over, and now we can start. And Mike, talk about what next year is going to bring. And hopefully, Tiger plays a little bit. Maybe.
Yeah, I love Tiger, always will. I think that ship has sailed, but, you know, it's.
Well, I say win.
Yeah, I mean, play. Just play. To see him out just there play. Is always going to be exciting. But now the attention to the Ryder Cup. Now, it is tough because we're so focused on football, college, and pro, but the Ryder Cup being in Long Island at Bethpage and, you know, how just contentious it's gotten over there, the Brits and whoever it is in Europe, man, they get after it. Our fans are going to get after it. So it truly is a real kind of a Happy Gilmore environment. It's more, I know Liv does their thing, nobody watches. How funny was it to watch Eastlake, and I'm flipping around, and that Liv thing in Michigan was wrapping up.
It was a team playoff,
and I'm like, what?
It was a joke.
It's just so anticlimactic. But, yeah, now it'll be interesting to see Keegan Bradley. Is he going to be the first player captain since Arnold Palmer? Palmer in 1963. You know, because you know, if you do well, you know, it's great. If you suck, people are going to say you shouldn't have been there. And nobody criticizes, like, the golf snobs on the Ryder Cup captaincy.
You're right about that. Hey, guys, taking your phone calls, J.D. and Swanee joins us. J.D., want to know where you're at with this football team. Preseason's done. How are you feeling? Where are you at? Hey, man.
Hey, man. Don't feel great. Kuh's still missing field goals. We're still losing preseason games. I know they're preseason games, but you play to win. And we still have this mentality that our starters don't need to play. So I feel like week one will be preseason game number four for us. It seems the way it always is. So I don't feel great. Y'all talk me off the ledge, please. Appreciate y'all.
By the way, any thoughts on Kuh missing a field goal?
Yeah.
That was hot.
Well, first off, and Day-Day, you and I were texting back and forth. We were under the impression that it was going to be Krieg to finish the season in the preseason for a minute, and then Kuh all of a sudden was kicking. So that was, I mean, at least what I had heard, that was news to me. But Kuh goes out there, and look, it's a preseason game, but it's an atmosphere. It's Texas State, you know, it's Cowboys Stadium, AT&T, and it's a big, big environment, and he didn't deliver. So that is a bit of a concern to the caller's point.
Yeah. Look, I'd love to talk you off the ledge. I don't know if you're necessarily wrong about how we may look in week one because the guys haven't been out there in that environment. So is tackling going to be sloppy, Mike? I mean, are we going to be – some of the things that you just kind of take for granted in week one, is that going to cost us? Are we going to have more excessive penalties than we normally would because guys don't have a rhythm? I don't know. I'd love to tell you no, but J.D., I can't.
Yep, and that's part of, you know, the reason some coaches, you know, not everybody got to play. The starting quarterback, was it 8 or 9 teams did not play in the preseason, but the majority, you know, 2/3 of the NFL had their guys out there for at least a series. But the contact, you said it, man, tackling is at all-time low because of the, you know, the CBA. We saw it, and we joked around the first day of camp. Compared to what we used to see, you know, 10, 15 years ago with two-a-days and everything else, it's just, it's not a lot of work for these guys to get the chance to do that sort of thing. It's frustrating. But to me, it's the edge rush. How quickly do we see these guys get traction? A couple guys pointing out, if you want to say, you know, how concerned are you about this season with what we have going on right now in our camp, there's injuries and suspensions with the Vikings. The Bucs have got some injuries too. There'll be a lot of teams which, you know, are going to have some things before we get to play them. But still, I'm just concerned about what I got right now with my 22.
All right, Paul, you're up next in Sugar Hill. How do you feel about the Falcons? Now the preseason's done. Where are you at? Hey, man.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I'm kind of positive about it. I kind of like some of the things I saw. One of the things was number 42 Woods on the special teams. He knocked the stew out of somebody Friday night. And it, I mean, I'm excited about the athletes that we have, but I just, I'm a homer since 68. So I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I don't want to be the one that always says, woe is us and we're doomed. We do have a lot of factors out there that are affecting us now as far as injuries are concerned. You know, the quarterback controversy is all by itself, but the injuries that we have, they're kind of worrying me a little bit. But other than that, I'm happy about what I see. Y'all have a great day.
Right,
you too.
On. Good stuff.
Josh Woods, by the way, out of Maryland, been in the league 6 years. That was a dude who laid the lumber. For a minute, I was afraid they might throw a flag because we've seen, you know, proper technique sometimes not rewarded, but that was perfectly timed, and that was great to see. And I said to the guys before the show, I don't know if he's going to make the lineup. He's listed as the fourth string tight end, but a guy who seemed to be bouncing around forever on and off with the Falcons, Felipe Franks.
He is.
The former Gator quarterback made a great catch, and then just a guy playing for a roster spot makes a dive into the end zone. It was really nice.
There were some things to take away that you said, all right, that was cool. I just think judging the entire team on a performance where you didn't have all of the stars, this would be like going to Broadway and all the stars don't perform. And you go, wow, how was the play? I mean, I don't know. Denzel didn't perform. I don't know how to judge this. So I think that's something that we kind of take away from this, and we want to just immediately go, team's good or bad. But I do have a feeling about what we've seen, and I'm confident, Mike, in what I'm telling you. Whether they live up to it or not, that's a whole different story. But I'm confident in what I've seen from Michael Penix in practice. I'm confident from what I've seen with Drake London. Guys, he's going to have a big year. I'm confident in Bijan Robinson. Like, there are things that you go, all right, this team's going to be just fine.
But are they going to be fine week one?
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, this front loaded part of the schedule is very difficult. I mean, there's some tough games. Now, a lot of guys look at Minnesota. They don't know what J.J. They're looking at McCarthy like some way. Some folks are looking at Penix. They don't know what McCarthy is. You know, but they've got some weapons. They don't have all their weapons at the skilled positions. But it will be a tough game on the road. We already know about the Bucks. You know, I mean, we've talked about Buffalo. Buffalo coming here. You know, God knows how many Bills fans gonna make it, but you know, we will be repping in our Falcon gear. But I do agree. Darnell Mooney is a question for me. I want to know what his status is. That's the thing. If I had for data, is it wrong? I'm just saying to Carl, it's like I just don't know what the story is because they're being very close to the vest. That's a prerogative. They're not going to tell anybody Caleb McGarry's done for the season because if you're trying to trade, Carl, you lose all the leverage. So, I mean, I understand the why, but one thing you can tell me is Darnell Mooney's not getting one anywhere, but when am I going to see him on the field? That's my beef, man. And have you heard anything about Mooney?
No.
Anybody?
No.
Anybody?
No.
So, it's just kind of out there in the ether. But, yeah, the tackle position, hey, man, maybe we're lucky, Carl. Maybe you and maybe you're the same level or maybe you're more concerned. Elijah Wilkinson, maybe he can just plug in and get the job done. We'll find out.
Yeah, look, I think considering your options, he's your best option. To Ross' point about him being here, you're going to bring somebody completely from outside the organization and in 2 weeks get them acclimated? It's not happening. Seriously. He may help.
Right.
He may play, but he's not going to play the amount of snaps you need him to immediately.
But look, just to the caller's point, Bijan, you know, you're just bringing up Bijan and Drake. Those are guys that will go in the top 12, 15 picks of anybody's fantasy draft. These guys are performers, proven pieces.
All right, guys, coming up, we got a lot more to dive into. Daily Download is brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Hey, when we come back, we'll hear more from Raheem Morris and the Braves also on a long road trip now. They did salvage a win over the weekend, but that wasn't the coolest part of what happened this weekend to the Braves. It's Dukes and Bell.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hope you're off to a good start for your week. It's Monday. We got college football this week. Week zero, what'd you think, Mike, by the way? Is it week zero?
I got a story coming up in Guy Talk. I was subjected to Stanford, Hawaii, because one of my neighbors is a Stanford alum.
Okay.
Well, that wasn't much fun to watch.
No, but they suck.
There was. I mean, the Kansas State, Iowa State was probably, you know, the most entertaining conditions in Dublin. We lucked out last year with Georgia Tech fans in Florida State because the weather was beautiful, but it was raining all week over there. And then we'll get into the post-game shenanigans with one of the quarterback's dads. But yeah, I mean, I it's football. I know guys were fired up to see it. I know it counts. I know the week zero term, some people can take or leave. But, you know, I was kind of curious to see, you know, the Iowa State game for a little bit. But yeah, you know, it's real. It's back. It makes you feel great. I can't. Now, this weekend, the schedule is just so chock full of amazing games. Can't wait.
No, the Beck kid from Iowa State, legit. I mean, he's going to be good. I don't know how good they'll be in the Big 12 overall, but at the end of the day, I thought it was a good matchup to start the season. I'm with you. The range, the field. You couldn't even see the lines on the field. I mean, I was like, what is going on?
It's a soccer rugby. It's a rugby field, basically. But it did. Yeah, it was a quagmire, as they'd say. Today, by the way, Atlanta, is this the most beautiful day of the summer so far?
Summer? This is fall.
Well, no, this is summer. It's still summer.
It's fall.
It's first day of fall? When did first day of fall?
It's no, summer. It's fall. It's my fall. It's false fall is what they're calling it because the weather this week is going to be great.
Beautiful. Yes. Absolutely fantastic. Today was top down. There wasn't even any aggravation on the highway coming to work today. I think people are actually, at least in my neck of the woods, everybody was in a good mood.
Yeah, and why wouldn't you be? Look, you're waking up in 60. It's 60 outside, and it's nice and cool. There's no reason not to be feeling good. But yeah, this is fake fall. The real fall will obviously be here in probably, 3 weeks, I think, the official timeline. Mm-hmm. But, man, I'll take this all day, every day. 404-726-0929. I got a story as well coming up a little bit later on. It's kind of interesting. You never know how you interact with people and how it may come back to help you one day. Completely weird and out of the ordinary kind of story. We'll tell you about that. As far as the Falcons, guys, and we're talking about this. It's interesting to get all the comments. One guy just hit me up. He goes, dude, we lost to a team 2 years ago or whatever, that, you know, the last year where the quarterback came in. He was there for 2 days and he beat us. Of course, right. He's talking about
Joshua Dobbs.
Joshua Dobbs. And it's true. Look,
but that's got no bearing.
There's no way Jaren Hall could come in here and beat the Falcons on Sunday.
And he didn't. He didn't, actually.
Well, we knocked him out.
Right. But I mean, but that's still got no bearing on this season. I mean, I know that's why I hate when the Falconitis stuff creeps into the conversation. That's what we call it. But again, that's got no bearing on this. This is a completely different football team. We got some guys that are really, really excited about, especially on the defense. But yeah, I mean, it happened, but that's in the rear view, man. That's where we're facing J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota in 3 weeks.
Yep, their home opener. And that's another part of this schedule. I mean, we've talked a little bit about how important it is to get off to a good start. It's not cliche. I'm not going to sit here. I told you guys in April, Braves don't clown around. Now look, I know no one expected the starting rotation to completely fall apart, but you got off to a terrible start. We cannot expect to get off to an 0-3 or 1-4 kind of start and just feel good about this team. There's no way. So Bucks, Vikings, the Vikings, that's their home opener. Panthers, that's their home opener. So we get our home opener, and then back-to-back weeks, you're going into an environment where those fans will be jacked up about their home openers, and then we come back home to take on the Commanders.
And Commanders, we'll talk more about it in 4th-and-1. They do get the contract done with Terry McLaurin, and it seems like it just things get nasty. That's why things may still happen for Micah Parsons. In Dallas, it's always darkest before the dawn, but they get one of their key playmakers. And after the bye week, and I hate the early bye week, although with the issues we have on defensive line, maybe the early bye week isn't a bad thing, then Buffalo.
I think the difference for me, Mike, is the Commanders don't have Jerry Jones as an owner. Like, don't you feel like this has got – and you're right. Like, ultimately, somebody's going to cut the check or they're not. I feel like this has gotten really personal. Did you see the Micah Parsons stuff on Friday night?
Yeah, we made news the Falcons game because, you know, I think Day-Day's going to talk about it. Yeah, man, but you had the fans yelling at Micah Parsons, hey, come to Atlanta. And he's like, hey, man, good energy over there. Then laying – look, I don't know what he's supposed to do when he's in civvies. Was it disrespectful to lay down on the trainer's table? I mean, I don't know. Take a nap?
Was that what he was insinuating?
He's showing you that he's, you know, he's frustrated. He don't want to play there. At that, you know, he's there, but he's not. Been better off maybe not even showing up.
Yeah. The problem, or should I say the issue, was he's had back pain. I think they did a MRI or something. It came back clean. So maybe that was his excuse about laying on the table. Mm-hmm. And then people were like, well, hey, he's had some back issues. That's part of the reason why he didn't start camp when he was supposed to, outside of this contract stuff. But apparently the Cowboys are like, yeah, we did the MRI. He's fine. So they don't like the way that he's acting right now. But, Mike, this is how kids act out when they don't like something.
Right.
This is what happens. And so Micah right now is not liking his position and where he's at, and he's acting out. And, Cowboys can do two things. They can tell him not to show up and be around the facility. Now, if you do that, you still got to pay him. So part of this is Micah Parsons like, okay, I'm doing this sit-in thing, but you still got to pay me. If you want to tell me to go away, I'll be happy to go home, and you still have to cut me a check. They don't want to do that either. I don't know where this goes. I just think the selfishness of both sides right now is playing a big role. And by the way, the countdown's on. Like, right. We got 10 days till we open up. It's on.
But as we said, with that Cowboys documentary, you've seen it. There's a history that goes back 35, 40 years now. I mean, as long as this man has owned the team, you monkeyed around with Emmitt Smith. You monkeyed around with Dez Bryant. You made terrible coaching decisions. And now you're doing it again with one of your star players that you have to pay. Mm. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. You've got to pay this guy. It's almost like Jerry hates to part with the coin. There's a story about the Browns being the Brown family that owned the Bengals and how cheap they are. We'll get to that coming up later. But some of these owners, man, I get it. It's like, what was the movie about John Paul Getty? The Getty family, he wouldn't cough up the loot for his grandson?
Yeah.
He's like, well, I've got 24 grandkids. What if they all get kidnapped? It's like, you're the richest man on the freaking planet. They're sending pieces of your kid home in a box. But it's just, some of these owners, man, they're just cheap as the day is long.
All right, guys, you can chime in. We were talking about where the Falcons are and currently what the injury situation is. And I do want you to a couple other things from Raheem Morris as we discuss this. We'll go around the NFL. By the way, one big-time wide receiver did sign and get a new deal, and that is big news. As we talk about the Parsons situation, he remains out there. By the way, the Trey Hendrickson situation, is that going to get resolved?
It sounds like it's getting closer from speaking of Cincinnati. But again, that's a notoriously cheap organization. He's one of the few things you've got going for you on defense. Your offense, you may score 42 points and lose every other game this year.
That's right.
Because that's basically what happened last year for the Bengals. So I just don't understand how you can waste the talents of your quarterback. You got a generational talent at wide receiver, and yet you're monkeying around with a guy who's got a proven track record in your uniform. talking about Hendrickson.
It's crazy. It really is. Big O, let's play talk about Raheem, talking about building personal relationships can make it through, make it tough when you're cutting guys. Look, I don't disagree that you may like some guys. And Mike started the show talking about Morgan Fox and why did you even bring him in here? It really didn't make any sense. He did play, and we saw that. But, if you didn't feel like he had a legitimate chance to make this team, it just is kind of like, okay, you need an extra body. You could have did it a lot cheaper. Either way, these relationships, does that allow you to make the difficult decisions? Here's Raheem Morris.
It's always tough because you know how much these guys put into it. We invested in those guys like they invested in us. We give those guys everything we got just like they give us everything that they have. And we got to have the ability to go out there and make those tough decisions. But the best way to do it is brutal honesty. And the best thing to do is what's best for the Falcons. And the best thing to do is best for us winning. And those guys all understand that.
Yeah, I mean, you might like a guy, but he's not going to be the first coach, Mike, that have liked guys and had to make tough decisions. I don't know how much that plays into this, but he is owning the fact that, yeah, of course, you have to call a guy in, and this was the part in Hard Knocks, right? The teams wanted to cut out.
Yeah, I mean, it was the best. I mean, it was unbelievable. At the time, we talked about it on the radio, you and I working separately, about, wow, I can't believe you're going to be in the coach's office when you get to see one of the most personal things from anybody who remembers whether you got cut from varsity, you had to play JV 1 year, Carl. It hurts. And to see grown men, especially when some guys, this could be the last chance in their NFL career. But that's why some teams have walked that back, subsequently over the years. Yeah, Morgan Fox made $3 million for his work this summer with the Falcons.
Come on.
That's guaranteed. So, I mean, we always talk about Terry Fontenot's background in pro player development and knowing the other rosters, but this one's kind of a head-scratcher, if we're honest.
All right. Other things as far as the Falcons are concerned, we talked about the IR situation with Caleb McGarry. But there is no new news on these other injuries that Mike's concerned about, and right. Rightfully so. And look, it's not a guy just hit me up. You ain't concerned, Dukes? No, I am. But I'm not going to sit here because between now and the start of the season, things could change. Maybe we get an update for Darnell Mooney as we get into next week, guys, and they really start to talk about preparation. And we're going to be up there Wednesday, okay, next week, talking to coach, talking to guys. We'll have a sense of where this is. So, yeah, today, yeah, I get it. But if I'm throwing a fit today and things change between now and next week, then for what? So I just want to hold out. But if we get to September 7th, guys, and there's no Mooney, we already know there'll be no McGarry. If there's some other guy that is out there that we're counting on that's not available, yes, we have every reason to be concerned.
Right. And again, Mooney's deal, it's a shoulder injury. You know, and we saw it. We talked about it on the radio to you. We saw it happen right in front of us. First day those guys were in pads. I mean, super solid piece last year. 64 of 106 targets for 5 touchdowns in 16 games. And that's with Kirk Cousins kind of going off the rails. He would have been a 1,000-yard receiver. Yep. Missed the last game of the year with a concussion. But Mooney, to me, that's – I mean, guys, and if the Falcons are listening, you know, when there's a lack of
– You mean if?
Watching, listening, judging. But no, when there's a lack of information, the result is speculation. So we speculate because we don't know. I hope Mooney's good to go. I hope they found their answer to Elijah Wilkinson. I hope there's a plan C and D when it comes to the tackles. You know, we still don't know if Caleb McGarry, hopefully not, is done for the season or just going to be IR and back midseason.
Mm. All right, that is out there, and again, just top of mind. Can we hear Raheem talk about what he said specifically about McGarry? And again, I thought we'd get more. If he was going to address it, and I told you guys, hey, the media that was there was going to question him. Here's what he said after the game against the Cowboys on Friday night in regards to Caleb McGarry.
You know, the thing I'll say now to you is he'll miss significant time. You know, obviously it'll look like an IR, whatever the case may be, whatever the case we got to do there, but he'll miss significant time for us.
Whatever the case may be. Okay.
All right. I mean, like you said, you know, we'll see where it goes. We got a really talented team. That's why the thing, you know, look, I hope I'm wrong about this. I hope that Elijah Wilkinson can't be the man. You know, maybe if we can find a tackle. I just don't know. I looked today. I told I was joking around with Day-Day, Damian Lewis, our producer. You go around and you look for best available tackles. Everybody's either retired or injured or taking a year off for injury. I kid you not. Right now, Google best free agent offensive tackles and see what you get. I looked it up today. I was like, wow. And then you get into, you know, the backups and the other teams. But again, if you got a backup under a decent salary control, you're not letting that guy go.
Yeah.
You know, guards are a little bit easier to find. As you said, it was still a hell of a thing to get Andy Levitre, and one man's, you know, discard was our treasure for this team.
No doubt. That's the crazy thing. And those trades are far few in between, especially when they work. That's the thing. Like, there are a lot of guys that get traded you don't pay attention to. They go to somewhere. They don't help the O-line or D-line, and you're kind of like, it gets lost in translation. That was just one that stood out, but it was weird because as the team was ready to take that next step, he came in and really played well. You just got to hit it. I mean, that's right. Like hitting the lottery, and we hit the lottery at the right time. Hey, man, I do want to mention Braves did drop 2-3 to the Mets over the weekend. They lose Friday 12-7, lose Saturday 9-2. They won Sunday 4-3. But I thought the coolest part of the weekend, and we'll talk more later about Spencer Strider getting back out there tonight as they are at the Marlins, was Bobby Cox being there. Mike, I think you got a sense of the health of Bobby Cox.
Yeah, I mean, we've all got older relatives in our families, and sometimes, you know when, you know, they're hanging in there, and Bobby's a guy that, you know, God bless him, he's hanging in there, but he didn't want to miss it. And I know when I saw the video, because it was on Apple, but I saw the video, I was like,
Yeah.
It was like, ooh. But, you know, everybody loves the guy. He is an icon. He is a sacred cow in this town for good reason. Players love him. Everybody that was out there, so cool to see all those names and those faces you recognize from 95.
It was good, right? I thought that was the coolest part.
Right.
I mean, despite the fact that, again, the Mets came in and won 2 of 3, and they needed to desperately if they're going to do anything. They needed those games against us. But, yeah, man, I thought the Braves did a really good job with that. And I think when it comes to this nostalgia stuff, Mike, they do a good job. I mean, they're always on point with that kind of stuff and taking us back.
Right. And you look at that team, just how loaded. That's why, you know, you get back into the legacy of the Braves. Like, man, you know, if you leave, that ball leaves Waller's hands in 96. And if that home run is not hit by Larentz.
Could have been.
You know, if does the trajectory change? I don't know. But it's one of those great what-ifs in sports. But no one denies that 95 team. And especially a team that, don't forget, slightly shortened season by the strike. And Tom Glavine, there was a lot of folks that were a little down on Glavine because he was a union rep. Remember that? He had to do the hard work, the thankless job.
He got criticized.
And he was, who's on the bump when the wheel came around to win you a World Series? Exactly. And Dave Justice telling the fans to get off your butt and make some noise. He hits the home run.
Yeah. It's what a hell of a time to be a Braves fan. Maybe we'll get back to that. We'll talk more about Strider getting back out there. I'm not for it, but they're going to do it. And this is not your show, okay?
Please, Bo.
That's in Bo, the morning.
You've had your time.
That's
please.
In the morning, okay?
You're not germane to this conversation.
Not at all. I mean, this guy's just jumping in wherever he wants to right now. Hey, man. Coming up, we'll tell you about one big-time wide receiver getting a new deal. Also, teams making trades. There's a lot going on. And would you waive a guy for getting into a fight? We'll tell you about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.